Today we're going to talk about a story that Jesus told, and it's a story about a farmer who's planting seed. Now, I grew up on a farm and near farms, and there were several ways to plant seed. One is to lay off a row, and you just kind of drop the seeds along the row, and you come back and you cover them up. Another way is that you make little hills, and they look just like little hills, and you poke your finger in there, and you put three or four seeds in there, and you cover them up. Another is that you simply throw the seed out, and it lands wherever it will. It's called broadcasting the seeds, and that's what Jesus is talking about. Now, when I was in fifth grade, my teacher, Mrs. Potter, told me a story about planting. Now, I had done this myself, but not exactly the way she did. She said when she was just a child, when she was a little girl, she was helping her father plant beans. And he told her how to do it. You go down the row, you make a little hill, you poke your fingers in, you put three or four beans in, and you cover them up. Well, she started doing that, going down the row. It got really hot. It was one of those hot summer days, and she got really tired. And so after two or three rows, she thought, you know, these are all under the dirt. Nobody's going to know if I put them all in one place. So she just kind of dug out a big hill, put all the rest of the beans in there, and covered them up. Well, that worked for a while. But when the beans began to grow out of the ground, the bean plants, guess what happened? They got tangled. There were a few rows that were just fine because she had planted those in hills. And then there were some rows that didn't have anything in them. And there was one big clump of tangled bean plants where she had put all of those seeds. She said she learned a good lesson from that. And I think she was trying to teach us that lesson too, that you're supposed to do exactly what your parents tell you because they actually know how to do these things right. Now, Jesus is helping us understand how God wants us to do things, and he's talking not just about seed, he's talking about us. He's talking about people and how we grow to reflect the love of God, how we grow to show the love of God to other people. Just like seeds grow, we can grow. And this is the place where we grow. In this church community and in our families, this is where we learn how to do that. And we see other people doing that, and we can follow their example and learn to love God and our neighbor, which is basically what Jesus is talking about. So as I talk about the seeds and the planting, you'll understand what I'm talking about, won't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for planting your love in our hearts and our lives. Thank you for allowing us to grow, to reflect your love, to show your love to others. With your help, we believe that we can show your love to all we meet. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.